January 1987. Would you have imagined all these years later?
No, but I was enthusiastic and optimistic that this station was going to go somewhere and be something very, very special. I mean, it was very special from the beginning, but it was on the air like 10 watts half the day. And it was Bill Combs' idea to add morning hours. And so I was on 6 a.m. to after 9. Then we'd switch to Dayton Public Schools radio because it was their frequency first. And then jump ahead to the late 90s and we got on 88.1 24/7.
So on the morning of January 5th, 1987, Larry Caressel opened the mic and has been waking up the Dayton region every weekday morning since. In fact, he's been doing it longer than anyone else. I'm Sean Yu with Arts Focus. Today, November 11th, 2025, marks this station's 40th birthday. And who better to reflect on how far the station has come than our very own morning man, Larry Caressel.
Bill Combs and I talked a lot about, you know, the future of the station, and he said something that stuck with me all these years, decades now, and that is, don't think about where the station is now. Think about where it can be in the future. And that's kept me going, and we've gone through all sorts of highs and lows and thick and thin. There's always challenges to starting any organization, whether it's a radio station or an arts organization or a business of any kind. So what I was thinking was, if I stick with this long enough, it will pay off and it will become important to the community, and it certainly has.
What do you love most about your job?
Playing music for people who are about to hear it for the first time. I don't care how many times you play Beethoven's Fifth, someone is hearing it right now for the first time. And to me, that's really exciting. A young person, an older person, someone is discovering Discover Classical right now as they listen.
From 1987 to 2025, what has been the biggest change for you? And what has still stayed exactly the same?
The biggest change is technology. I mean, I was playing records and CDs from day one, and we still use CDs for various things, production, whatever. The biggest change, well, going back 20 years ago when the iPod first came out, I was like, what is this? And now they don't even make iPods anymore. And I think that the biggest change has just been that, how music is recorded and played back. And so listeners can see on their radio screen what's playing or what program or piece of music is on right now. That's a major leap and a recent major change.
What stayed the same?
One thing that's not changed is the mission of the radio station and what we do and why we do it. We play classical music and offer local arts information. That reason for being has not changed, and that's a big deal. How many radio stations have been on the air for 40 years and have changed formats about every 6 months? We haven't done that. We've grown into what we said we were going to do in the first place, and that is be a classical music radio station for, by, and about the Dayton region.
As the station celebrates its 40th birthday, what are you most proud of?
I'm most proud of the support from the community and the sound of the station right now. There are other people who have been here as long as I have. Jim McCutcheon was doing his show before I even came in here. I started volunteering briefly in the late 80s, and Jim McCutcheon had already been doing his show for a year. But something I'm very proud of is the new kids who have pushed the station forward and kept it going on the right track. No new person has come to the station and said, we're not going to do this anymore because the ratings aren't high enough. That's what commercial stations do, and we don't do that, and we never have. If you've listened to any pledge drive, this part will probably sound a little cliche, but my God, it's true. It's because of listeners that we have come this far and will continue into the future.
And for the foreseeable future, Larry Caressel has shown no signs of slowing and plans to continue waking up the region with classical music for many more years to come. Happy birthday to us. I'm Sean Yu. Arts Focus is a production of Dayton's Discover Classical.